Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with David Holman?
This is he.
Thank you very much. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I worked in it for 40 years, but I'm retired.
Okay, thank you very much. And this survey, we're looking for all types of people. There are some questions that are about workers, and there are other questions that are just about knowing your opinion. So, what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it plasterer, PCC restoration, marble mason, stone mason, bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, refractory bricklayer, cement mason, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, or tile setter?
It'd be a bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, an improver?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I'm retired.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Yes, about the
About the same. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
fewer.
Fewer. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Oh, less.
Less than now. Thank you. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
About the
The same. Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
No concern.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I don't know. I'm retired. I don't work anymore.
Thank you. Now, changes the subject. Yes, I know. It's a bit weird, this one. So, changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And here we have the options, which are print or online newspapers, cable news, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, radio, and local TV news programming. Now, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So, which one would be the first?
I don't get any news.
But we're just looking for the sources that you are most likely to get your news from.